This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Construction on major renovations to the athletics facility at the University of Wisconsin-Stout officially broke ground last week. The project will see nearly 40,000 square feet of renovations, including 10,000 square feet of space added to the current Sports and Fitness Center, as well as upgrades for the locker rooms and the creation of new fitness studios. The project is expected to cost nearly $32 million in total, with much of that cost being covered through donor contributions as well as student fees. The new welcome area of the facility will also bear the name of Dallas Pinkowski, an alumni of the school, and his wife after they donated $5 million in support of the project. Officials from the UW-Stout Athletics Department say the renovations will also include an expansion of the weight room, which will make it easier for teams to schedule their workouts with enough space for more than one team at a time. The project will also see a decommissioned pool converted into a multi-purpose gym and the addition of new multi-use courts. Construction work on the renovations are scheduled to wrap up in early 2028. The Scouting America Chippewa Valley Council is inviting residents to attend their 23rd annual leadership dinner this week. The event is scheduled to take place on Thursday evening at the Florian Gardens in Eau Claire and is the organization's largest fundraiser of the year. It will also feature Colonel Mark Tillman, former presidential pilot of Air Force One, as a guest speaker, as well as a virtual silent auction with bids opening today. More information on the event and information on how to reserve a spot are available on the Scouting America Chippewa Valley Council website. Eau Claire County is highlighting the success of its treatment courts this May in honor of National Treatment Court Month. According to a press release, Eau Claire County's treatment courts diverted nearly 2,300 jail days in 2025, serving a total of 51 individuals with treatment options and structured support rather than incarceration. County officials also say the graduation rate through treatment courts was 53% last year, a tick over the national benchmark of 50%. More information on local treatment courts is available on the Eau Claire County website. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The first group of Ridgeland Farms Beagles are out of Wisconsin. A plane carrying more than a dozen dogs was seen departing the Badger State en route to New Jersey. Dozens of others were taken by vehicle to New York, and all will be placed in no-kill shelters as they wait to be adopted. This after the Blue Mounds Research Facility and animal advocacy groups announced last week the purchase of the majority of Ridgeland Farms dogs. Officials told WKOW sick and worn-out dogs were prioritized for the plane ride. A record $25.8 billion. That's how much tourism added to Wisconsin's economy last year as Travel and Tourism Week gets underway. State leaders say it's the third year in a row of record-breaking growth. More than 114 million people visited Wisconsin in 2024, boosting local businesses and tax revenue. Officials say the industry remains a key part of the state's economy. Updated numbers for this year are expected in June. Wisconsin is setting a new record for the average price for a gallon of diesel fuel. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of diesel is $5.66. The previous record was set in June of 2022 when diesel hit an average price of $5.52. The current state average is just above $4. And most candidates for Wisconsin governor support using state money to help bring passenger rail between Milwaukee and Madison, but not everyone is on board. The plan would cost the state about $2.5 million a year, plus a share of more than $200 million to build it, with the federal government covering most of the construction. JS Online reports that Democrat Mandela Barnes and Joel Brennan say they're open but stop short of a full commitment. While Republican Tom Tiffany opposes the idea, travelers can get between the two cities now by using a bus service, which runs several routes a day. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Packers add a quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers holding closed practices with their new coaching staff. The team signing NFL veteran quarterback Tyrod Taylor to serve as Jordan Love's backup. New defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon asked if he'd heard the news.
Yeah, I just met him before I walked in the door. He's a good player, man. Played against him a long time, but accurate, and he's mobile. You know, so those are the two things that pop me. He's a playmaker. can deliver the ball accurately, and it's hard to get him down in the pocket.
Baseball, the Brewers and Cardinals at it again tonight for Game 2 of their three-game series in St. Louis. Milwaukee losing to the Cards last night 6-3. The Brewers got back Jackson Churio and Andrew Vaughn after each missing time injured.
A lot of encouraging things, but they're playing good. They're playing with confidence. We're not quite there yet, but I believe in these guys.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 54 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, could be a little frosty with a low dropping to near 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.